Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of August 2019. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has cut key interest rate for the fourth consecutive time by 35 basis points or 0.35% to 5.40%, the lowest in over 9 years. Lok Sabha has passed the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Bill, 2019. The bill scraps the special status given to the state of Jammu and Kashmir under Article 370 of the Constitution of India, 1950. Further, the bill splits the northern state into two union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Bombay High Court has upheld the conviction and death penalty given to a 38-year-old man by a Nasik court in northern Maharashtra in a case of honor killing. The court upheld the death penalty given to Eknath Kumbharkar, convicted for killing his 18-year-old pregnant daughter in 2013 because she had married outside their caste. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea challenging the title of movie Khandani Shafaat Khan, saying it presents a golden opportunity to approach a larger cross-section of the society on the need to impart sex education and for lifting stigma attached to sexual diseases and their treatment. Bombay High Court, while hearing the bail pleas of three women doctors accused of abetting the suicide of their junior colleague Payal Tanvi, has pulled up the prosecution for lacune in an investigation. Bombay High Court has restrained the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation from granting permission for slaughter of animals and Bakri Eid inside residential flats. The court observed that it could not completely prohibit such slaughters within the compounds or grounds of housing societies. Andhra Pradesh High Court has ordered the state power transmission firm to refrain from arbitrarily reducing the power it evacuates from renewable projects, giving a breather to developers who have set up more than 7,500 megawatts of solar and wind energy capacity. Gujarat High Court has commuted the death sentence of a man named Dinesh Vasava to 25 years in prison for raping an 8-year-old girl and throwing her in a well in 2014 in Aravalli district. The direction came from the court, which clarified that the man would not be able to avail the benefit of remission during his jail term. Delhi High Court has sought to know the centre's stand, the AAP government and the assembly, on a plea moved by BJP legislator Vijender Gupta seeking quashing of a notification nominating a group of MLS to the municipal corporations in the national capital. Delhi High Court has cleared the decks for recovery of a prime property at ITO that was allotted 40 years ago to a think tank founded by late Prime Minister Chandrasekhar. Rajya Sabha has passed the Public Premises, Eviction of Unauthorized Occupants, Amendment Bill, 2019. The bill aims at the speedy eviction of unauthorized occupants from government residential accommodations. Rajya Sabha has passed the Consumer Protection Bill, 2019. The bill seeks to establish authorities for timely and effective administration and settlement of consumer disputes.